This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sabrina Shaw. After President Barack Obama announced the new Asia-Pacific strategy, the Army and other services expected operational changes. Secretary of the Army John McHugh spoke about plans to enhance readiness for the units based in Korea.
So we're considering a number of different things. And as we go forward with this new strategy and as we move toward OPCOM transfer in 2015, we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to bring readiness to its highest possible levels.
The 8th Army continues to guard the DMZ to defend against future threats. U.S. military athletes inspire a new generation during the London 2012 Olympic Games. From the Olympic Stadium to the boxing rings, over 20 service members and family members competed around the world's greatest athletes. Of the many notable Army achievements, shotgun shooter Sergeant Vincent Hancock set an Olympic record as the first to win 2 gold medals in men's skeet. President of the International Olympic Committee, Jacques Rogge, says that whether they win or lose, service members who compete in a spirit of excellence, friendship, and respect will be an example for us all. The Fort Hood Chapel is recognized for its eco-friendliness. The U.S. Green Building Council awarded Army's first Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design gold-certified chapel in Texas. The LEED program awards sustainable sites based on factors like water efficiency and energy use. The chapel earned points for cutting energy costs by 31%. There are currently 157 LEED-certified buildings across the Army. That's Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sabrina Shaw.